Yes, it's time for the Valley Talk program on this Tuesday, May 30th, after a nice Memorial Day weekend. We're back on our normal schedule, and Bo Melby here, filling in for a little Valley Talk program. It's going to be a great one. I'm joined today by a couple guests. We have Chris Boyk of the Lake Agassiz Regional Library and the Crookston Library Director. And then we have Victoria Ramirez as well, who is a couple different titles, a new guest on Valley Talk. So, Chris, I've had you on a couple of times. Victoria, it's the first time. So, well, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
All right, great.
Doing great. We're excited about this new partnership and venture together with Polk County Social Services. And we're gearing up for summer library experience starting next Wednesday at the library. So we're pretty revved up.
Oh, I bet. You know, it's an exciting time of year, especially, I know it gets, the library is always busy, but especially in the summer when the kids have more time during the day. Mm-hmm. Obviously ramps up. So
absolutely,
yeah, Victoria. So welcome to the program, and why don't you just tell us about what your role and titles, and what you're here to talk about today.
Sure, thank you. Yes, I'm Victoria Ramirez, and I work with Polk County Social Services. I've been there 20 years, and my role is, I'm a social service manager, and I'm also the Family Resource Center coordinator. And so Polk County Social Services, along with several core stakeholders, have been meeting for about maybe 7 to 8 months, talking about the family resource model and bringing that to our Crookston community and our East Grand Forks community. And we've been kind of putting all the pieces together, and we're ready to launch our Family Resource Center here at the Crookston site at the Crookston Library.
Okay, so yeah, for those who you know, obviously might not be exactly knowing what a Family Resource Center, or I saw when I read it's FRC, is it shortened? What exactly does that entail? And I mean, really, what's it about? Let's get the basics out there to our listeners.
Right. So the Family Resource Model is a known model across the nation. Many states have been running it for decades, and really, it's a preventative model to try to get resources and information and education to parents and strengthening families, parents, and building resiliency and leadership skills, and also to incorporate like knowledge on child development and connecting. It's a big connector. So basically our role is to connect families with the resources that we currently have, and then to build activities and events that strengthen families with community. So that social connection piece.
Okay, yeah, so that sounds great. Obviously, I mean, not only is it helping, like I said, especially maybe new parents or just really families in general, just, you know, help develop those children in their developing years, but also I like that whole community aspect as well. That's pretty neat as well. And so I'm guessing that's where the library comes in.
Well, what better place to do it than at the library, right? Your local public library, which is why when Karen Warmack, the director of Polk County Social Services, came to me several months ago talking about the model, talking about potentially using the Crookston Public Library as a site for more or less a base for it in our community. I was all about it. It was like, yeah, I'm all for it because this is exactly what we're doing. This is kind of what we're doing. It's just having yet another partner to collaborate with, to coordinate with what we're already doing and offering. We have a number, as you know, of resources and services that we provide our community, and really not just the Crookston community, but the surrounding communities, the region, with these services and resources that will help strengthen their lives, that will help promote literacy and learning in children and adults of all ages. And so we were very, very excited about being a part of this. And so we were on board from the get-go, and we, as Victoria mentioned, we've got a number of wonderful partners mm-hmm. in this venture, and we're really excited about it, and they've been working hard behind the scenes. Victoria has been training and going to all sorts of meetings and just a lot, and we've all been just working together to kind of make it happen, and hope, and now sooner than later.
Right. Yeah, we're very excited. So some of the things that a family could find at the Family Resource Center, like if they're needing support with applying for services, we'll have in-service providers there available to help with that information and do like consultations. We've been working with multiple providers like Aluma, Public Health, Career Force, the Library, Tri-Valley Opportunity Council, to just name a few. And they'll all have in-service hours during the family resource hours at the library. So
and
parents can
these
come.
Are a number of partners that we've already been collaborating with since COVID started. Mm-hmm. So this was just an absolutely perfect fit mm-hmm. from the very beginning. And so we just thought, well, this just seems pretty seamless. And it has been so far because Victoria has done a great job on her end. She and Karen and working with all of us as partners to kind of, you know, bring all of these different things together, these different resources, these different services, the people, the partner, you know, plugging hours into this family resource calendar, family resource center calendar that exists now. And our goal was originally fall to kind of get this off the ground. But then Victoria came to us and said, really, I think we could kind of get going June 1, really. And I said, I agree, because we've got everything in place. And, you know, it gives us the summer to kind of tweak it, see how things go, fine tune things a little bit as we learn and grow with it and get the word out about it. But this is, again, and perfect timing, because we've got our Summer Library Experience program starting June 7th, and that, of course, goes through the end of July. And so our first program is next Wednesday at 2 o'clock for listeners that are thinking, well, what are the kiddos going to do this summer? We've got a wonderful bunch of educational and entertainment opportunities available on Wednesdays at 2. We have a whole schedule of events that are available if you want to stop in, or they're on our website. But the Ralph's World concert is already next week at 2. And so it just makes sense. Victoria is going to talk a little bit about the grand opening this Thursday. But, you know, right away we kick off with our Summer Library Experience series next week, and then our Summer Concert series the following week. And there's just so many things going on that it just is the perfect time to introduce this to individuals and to families and parents.
Yeah, yes, I would agree with that. And one of the things that the Family Resource Center did, we did create a website, and it's at www.co.polk.mn/FRC. And on that website, you will see the core services that we'll provide, including a calendar with some different services and activities that are going on at the library. So we're also promoting the different activities that the library is doing on our website.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I had the flyer pulled up, and it was like easy enough, just a link to that website, and it's all right there. It's a very easy to go through, and it even has that calendar. Yeah, as you said, so. Yeah, very easy to use. That was quick. So,
well, it's a one-stop shop. Yeah, but clearly. I mean, you know, for someone coming into the community who really just doesn't know where to even begin, they can come to the library during these Family Resource Center hours. Victoria will have hours there. She will be located when she is there, for the most part, in our meeting room if people are trying to find her or find, you know, what's going on. Or call the library at 218-281-4522, and we could certainly get you a calendar of events and times and so on and so forth. You know, they can come and talk with, you know, Jason from Career Force on a Tuesday. And when he's normally there anyway, they can come for the SLE program on Wednesdays at 2 with their family while they're in maybe doing paperwork, figuring out maybe their income maintenance forms, maybe coming in to work on a resume, apply for a job, you know. And the other thing is, we've been partnering with the school districts, both here in Crookston and the East Grand Forks School District as well. And so everybody is on board, whether it be superintendents, whether it be the, you know, the administrative staffs at both schools, a number of different people that we can put you in touch with if you have questions or concerns about maybe getting started with school in the fall, talking about tutoring, just a number of transportation needs with Tri-Valley. There are so many things that we can put you in touch with. And again, you don't have to go from one place to the next or try to look for these resources. They're really all in one place.
Right, right. That's what we're trying to create, is a one-stop shop for families and trying to reduce the number of steps that they have to take to access all these different resources. The other thing that we're offering is we're offering a play and learn, and all these activities are free for families, so they can come, and that's on the second Monday of the month, and it's any activities, playing together, arts and crafts, reading children's story, playing games, indoors and outdoors.
Wow. So, I mean, and again, free to those families. It's, yeah, I mean, I'm just blown away at how convenient it really will be. Because as you guys mentioned before, yeah, you'd have to go here to, if you wanted to deal with school and transportation here and all these other different places, and having it in the library, which especially very nice, pretty centrally located in town, so easy to get to as well. So that is a phenomenal thought process. I don't know who really came up with the idea, but kudos to whoever that was. And especially, so you said there's one, is there any more besides the one in Crookston and East Grand Forks, or?
Yep. So we are we are working to launch the Crookston site. We're also working to launch the East Grand Forks site. Yep. We're still actually evaluating locations and time and space, but we're hoping to get that up and running within a few weeks. And then we are looking at a potential growth to the East Polk area.
Great.
Which is nice, because we have obviously our locations in Polk County, our libraries in Climax, Fertile, Fauston, and McIntosh, as you know. And those are part of the Crookston Library Hub, so to speak, within Lake Agassiz Regional Library. So there's a lot of room for growth potentially down the road, for having different, you know, opportunities for folks at different times in different places. I think it's really a kudos and a hats off type thing to not just Polk County Social Services, to Karen, to Victoria, but to everyone that came together, whether it be the school districts in East Grand Forks or Crookston. Dave Keene has been a part of this, and I have no doubt the incoming superintendent will be as well. Everyone is always so supportive of collaborating to help children and families, which is one of the reasons why I was so attracted. I'm not from here, and so when we came here 23 years ago this July, I was always impressed by ECFE, you know, the call committee, with Polk County Social Services, the library system, the school districts, community education, you know, you name it, it runs the gamut. But it's always been a community that really does try to help families and children and parents and individuals coming in to enrich their lives, to strengthen, you know, relationships and ties, not only within families, but also within the community. And I feel like, well, that's what we're all about, all of us, including the library. And so we all have the same goals. Why not work together to achieve them? And this is just the perfect model and perfect fit for all of us, I think. And we're really excited to see the potential of it and where it will go. But we think it'll be very successful, because we have a lot of people in this community who are committed to making everyone's life better and a little bit easier along the way. So that's all good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It seems, like I said, growing up, being from town here, I mean, people take pride in being in this area. And so obviously it's great to see that has continued over the past, you know, almost three decades since I've been around, and obviously a lot longer before that. So, just for those joining us, if you are joining us a little late in the Valley Talk program, I'm joined with Chris Boyk from Lake Agassiz Regional Library and Victoria Ramirez from Polk County Social Services. And we're talking about the county, Polk County Family Resource Center, that is going to be grand opening this week on Thursday. And speaking of grand opening, you guys have a lot going on. Let's go into that, shall we?
Yeah, sure. So yes, we have a grand opening on June 1st, Thursday, from 4:30 to 6 at the library. If you need a transportation, make sure you call the Tri-Valley Bus and say that you're going to this grand opening at the Family Resource Center, and that ride will be free. And what we have going on is we will be supplying, you know, pizza and graham crackers for the kiddos and bottled water for all that attend. We do have a number of door prizes we'll be giving away, and we have several yard games. I'm hoping that the weather holds out for us on Thursday.
Pray for sun, yeah.
And then we do have some indoor activities like arts and crafts for kiddos to be able to do together too.
Yeah. And actually, I want to put a plug in, not just for this. It just seems like this is, you know, Thursdays. The next couple Thursdays are kind of exciting, because we not only have the grand opening of the Family Resource Center at 4:30 on Thursday, this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday. Actually, I think I'm 2 weeks ahead of myself. It's actually June 15th is our first Crookston Summer Concert Series. Mm-hmm. So actually, it is 2 weeks out, but it's going to be June 15th. Dan Brecky will be performing. And then it'll be the third Thursday of each month this summer. And then July 20th, Brianna and Zach. And August 17th, during Oxcart Days, Kissing Company. So those are part of the summer concert series, and they are legacy programs. And they, I think, are going to be very, very fun and entertaining. So definitely come out. Everything, as always, is free. Not just at the library, but as Victoria said, with the Family Resource Center. So there is a lot to check out. And if you are interested, again, in asking questions, checking all of this out, you can call us at laurel.org or call us at 218-281-4522. Check out our website at laurel.org or the Family Resource Center website again.
www.co.polk.mn.us/FRC. And you can find us on Facebook too. Please like and share our page.
Of course, yeah. And that's I just saw on the banner or the flyer for the grand opening, the Facebook page link was there too. So that was
On the library Facebook page as well.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, and well, we talked about this. And so when exactly is the Family Resource Center going to be open throughout the week? Is it going to be, you know, what hours, what days of the week, I should say. So obviously the grand opening this Thursday, and I'm guessing they'll kind of kick off their normal hours probably next week.
Yes, we're looking at the Family Resource Center will be open on Mondays from 3 to 6, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 12, and Wednesdays from 1 to 4. We're kind of piloting this summer and trying to see like how to reach families, how to accommodate their needs. And we did hear that, some families really appreciate when there's an opportunity to visit with providers after 4:30, because they're working. And so we are trying to accommodate some later evening times. But I think, we're also in the process of developing a parent advisory council that will really, help build this program, and we would have to kind of shift and pivot to meet the needs of our families and our parents. So,
and I just want to put one more plug in for prevent the summer slide. You want those kiddos to continue to strengthen their reading skills and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So next Wednesday, June 7th, our first SLE event, 2:00, as are the other ones throughout the summer, through the 31st of July, on Wednesdays at 2:00. And then, also, I just want to remind folks that we are closed now on Sundays. So, Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 8 PM, Thursday, Fridays from 10 to 6, Saturdays from 10 to 2, and we are closed Sundays. Just as a reminder.
Yeah. And you're closed the 19th, right?
And we are closed the 19th. Thank you for that catch, Victoria. Yes, we just found out this past week because of the Juneteenth holiday. Mm-hmm. The library and the Family Resource Center will not be open on Monday, June 19th.
Okay. So,
as well.
Yeah, good catch there, too, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, that's plenty of great opportunities, again, to not only go to the library, all the fun summer things going on there, but of course the Family Resource Center with its kids that normal hours next week after the grand opening on Thursday. And again, if you have any questions, you can always call, look on their website. Again, all the information's on that website. It's very easy to get to and use that. And of course, as I said, just give them a call. Like I said, a lot of different opportunities to get a lot of different things done for your family. And it's just, again, sounds like such a great opportunity for families, especially new families in our communities, really to get things set up for them, especially out in the summer. It'd be nice, as you guys said, you're kind of piloting, you're making what works and what doesn't work this summer, but it's gonna be a very busy time, I got a feeling, for you guys, with especially coming up with the fall. But
come in and get your library card, get your reading log. We want to get the kids signed up and get them reading for these prizes, and tell them all about the fun programs going on. So thanks to Victoria and Karen and everyone making this Family Resource Center happen. And thank you for, letting us talk about it today.
Of course.
Thank you.
Anything else, or are we all good?
We're good.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. You have a great rest of your day. And thank you for joining us on the Valley Talk program, which we have been recording the Valley Talk program, so we'll get it on our website here in just a little bit. But once again, that was joining us on the Valley Talk program today, Chris Boyk and Victoria Ramirez, and a lot of great information there for the Polk County Family Resource Center, which is, again, having their grand opening on Thursday, June 1st from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Crookston Library. So we'll probably have a story on this a little later as well. So plenty of great information coming out on this program. Looking ahead here real